Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, because if we know anything about real estate, it is that no day is like any other day, and no agent's experience is like anything anybody else has ever seen. So today I'm super excited to have as a guest Tiffany DeLucia. Tiffany, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
Okay, so tell our amazing listeners a little bit about you, where you're located, how long you've been in real estate, any fun tidbits that would help them understand you better.
I have been in real estate 22 years, basically came out of the womb and started selling. And I'm in New Jersey, and I cover most of North Central New Jersey. So been in a long time.
Which is funny, because people in Texas are probably like, please, that's the size of one county, and you just described like a portion of your state.
Exactly.
Okay, so 22 years means you've had up markets, down markets, sideways markets, and all kinds of random craziness, which means you're a survivor and you've seen a ton.
Yep.
And you know the rules of the podcast, obviously, which is if there's a guilty party, don't use their real names. And I, of course, am known as a woman who enjoys salty language, but not F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesdays. And so with that being said, Tiffany, 22 years in New Jersey, of course, conjures up for me in the South images of people with concrete shoes. And I need to ask if you do know where Jimmy Hoffa is buried, but tell us what's the crazy side of real estate in your world.
The crazy part of real estate for me personally is dead bodies tend to arrive at my listings. Whether animals and or, but so yeah, you were right to ask me if I know where Jimmy Hoffa's buried.
Do you know?
I don't know, but I'm sure he'll end up in one of my listings soon or in one of my septic systems.
But did you, wait, did you say septic system with dead body?
Yes, I actually, not too long ago, had one of my investors purchase a home from a bank. Knew the septic was not functional, but they still had to go in and view it. And sure enough, there was a dead body in there.
So, I have to ask, was this like a family, they buried their dearly departed in the backyard and didn't know where the septic drain field was? Or how does this even happen?
The house was a historic farmhouse. No one knows who the person was to this day, or how they ended up getting in there, but it was removed and autopsies showed that it was due from, you know, basically inhalation of, let's call it feces.
Shut up. So they were alive when they were in there?
Yep.
Somebody put, oh my gosh. Okay, so this is obviously a material fact on your disclosure sheet, because it's going to affect.
Well, I removed the body, so it's no longer a disclosure, an item that needed to be disclosed.
So if I'm a buyer and I Google this address, because we know that our home buyers love using the interwebs for research when they're buying a house, it had to have been in the local newspaper that there was an unidentified body buried alive in the septic tank. What do they say to you? They say, hey, Tiffany, you showed me this house. What's the scoop with this body in the septic tank? What do you say to that?
It's been removed.
It's no longer an issue.
It's not. I mean, I unfortunately, because we unfortunately still have a lot of foreclosed homes and short sales and all that kind of stuff, we see a lot. The last home that I sold had a dead raccoon in the wall. It fell between the floorboards through the attic and broke through the sheetrock, and the bank refused to remove it. And well, it was like, well, I can't show the house unless you remove the raccoon. And it had literally been there for 3 years. I don't know how this thing didn't decompose more. But of course, when I'm viewing the property, everyone's had their eye on the property for about 3 years. So they see this person going into the house and they're like, oh, you know, we've been really interested in this house. And they barge through me and like, oh, I'll take the property. And I'm like, okay. So you write up offers before it gets listed. And the bank, of course, wants it listed, but they're still refusing to take out the raccoon. And you have to put into the notes on the MLS that there is a dead raccoon in the wall that will not be removed. And it causes all kinds of scenes.
And that would be hashtag things there's not an MLS field for.
Correct.
So let's unpack this story a little bit, because there's so much that you as a professional realtor are managing in this situation. First of all, you're doing more than 99% of the world would do in making sure that as much information as possible gets to the buyer of the property. Did you get any feedback that said, hey, maybe you should take this out because it's detrimental? Or did it ever cross your mind not to tell people about the dead raccoon in the wall?
No, it never crossed my mind not to tell people. However, as I said, people, while seeing me at the property before it ever got listed, just to view the property, I had 3 written offers with the raccoon in the wall. I knew that there would be no problem selling this property with a dead raccoon in the wall. So I had 17 offers on this property.
Okay, so if you are a realtor listening to this episode, this should serve as an excellent reminder to you that it's okay to disclose everything about a property, because it doesn't necessarily have to hurt you. And Tiffany can attest to that, that being very transparent, and the raccoon was probably transparent at this point too.
Yes. Smell alone.
Jeez. But it's also interesting to me that as an experienced realtor, I mean, you can't even be rattled by a raccoon when you've already dealt with a corpse in the septic tank.
Oh, yeah, no. There's so many more dead bodies and people trying to kill themselves and the properties and so on. Yeah, it's crazy. So all the other managers within my company all tease me about, so any dead bodies?
Well, there's a hashtag for your marketing that we maybe don't really want to use. Although, I mean, it could make you an estate sale specialist. I don't know.
Never thought about going that route. Thank you.
I mean, Halloween is coming up. There's so many plays on this, girlfriend. So many. Oh, but let's say if you're looking at this from another state, you also got to remember every state looks at dead bodies and dead things on properties differently. So did you do any additional research on how to handle situations involving animal corpses, not so much as human corpses, after running into situations like this?
My first experience, I was actually up in Vermont, and it wasn't a dead body necessarily. I was lucky enough to get a property. I was in a second home market, and I was able to get a primary home listing, and it was a beautiful home. In fact, I had about 11 showings lined up for the day after that I listed the property, the first of which is like 8 o'clock in the morning. It was a very highly sought after home and area. So I get a call about 5 minutes after 8 from the buyer's agent who's showing the property and screaming that he's trying to kill himself. He's trying to kill himself. He's trying to kill himself. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, the owner, he's here. He's trying to kill himself. And I basically had said, you know, like, why are you calling me? Why aren't you calling the police? So she doesn't even say goodbye or I am or what. She hangs up, and sure enough, she, you know, the ambulances arrive, and my next call is obviously to the real estate commission, who in fact then tells me he's not of sound mind, so you can no longer list the property.
You know, it's so easy for realtors to be flippant about the fact that it feels like we do a lot of counseling work, and realtors will say all the time, oh, I'm a therapist, I'm a psychologist, I'm a counselor, because we do deal with people in really intense emotional situations. But this is a situation where as realtors, you have to step out of your realtor role quickly and go to the actual professionals, because y'all have a life to save.
Yeah, no, that's happened more than, not saying that they committed suicide, but there's been plenty of times where you've come in and there's been an emergency situation where you've had to get, you know, police or ambulance services involved, and fire for that matter. Fire probably more so over the last couple of years.
So I know that you do training for other realtors because you have a heart for making them better. How do you take this and give them something to lean on when they run into similar situations? What's the way you break through that veneer of real estate's not perfect?
I try to make it fun and try to make a joke about it so it sticks. Because when you're faced with it, you tend to panic. And if you can kind of remember something funny or something that's just going to stick with you, I don't know how to make it to give you an example right off the top of my head, but I make it so it sticks. So they, you know, when they're in that situation, it's going to be like, oh, Tiffany was in this before, so this is what she did, and I'll just do that now. It works. I've luckily not had any situation where I've had personal harm done. I've, you know, came close, but there's been no personal harm in certain situations that we've had to face in this business, because it is a scary business. I mean, we don't realize that, you know, you wouldn't tell your kids to do what we do, in the sense of, you know, go into strangers' empty homes and with strangers. You just don't really put that into perspective until you have a scary situation arise.
Right. And, you know, we look at how many realtors just blow off realtor safety training when we hold it because they think, oh, it'll never happen to me, which is often the story. No matter what kind of training you're offering, it's, you know, I don't need it until they need it. So I love that you're using your stories as an anchor in their mind so that they hear your voice on top of their own panic to help them help their clients through the situation. Because that's what the best realtors do. You mentor the next generation in a way that helps them take care of their clients better. And I thank you for being a leader in that way.
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. I'm not sure what other real estate realtor organizations do, but our North Central Jersey Association of Realtors has a leadership academy, which I felt was important to join. So we can have a voice and we can make education important. So it is crucial for me to make sure that people stay safe. It's probably one of the things that I emphasize most and foremost.
Okay, so if somebody is out there looking for an amazing realtor anywhere, frankly, in New Jersey, because if it's an area you don't serve, I imagine you've got a hookup that you could connect them to. How can they reach you, Miss Tiffany?
You can always call me on my cell phone. I'm happy to give that to you if that's okay. My number is 862-242-0390, or you can reach me at tiffanys@remax.net.
And people, we know you don't write anything down. We're fully aware. So don't worry, because all of Tiffany's contact information is in the show notes for this episode. And I should remind y'all, it doesn't have to involve a dead body to call her. She will help living things and people too. But you'll probably never, ever forget her, because frankly, I'm never going to show a house with a septic tank in the same way ever again. Thank you, Tiffany, for that mental picture that will always live with me.
Thanks, Lee.
And I appreciate you coming on the podcast. If you are a listener out there and you say, oh, she had a dead body in the septic tank, I got one better. Give me a shout at Lee Brown on Twitter and let's see if you can top this, because it's going to be a tough one to top. And subscribe for more episodes, because you know that you're always interested in what's coming up next on Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.